Sydney will host another major curling event later this year. The Grand Slam of Curling will take place this November and feature 16 men's and women's teams from around the world. The tournament is one of many curling events that's taken place in Sydney in recent years, including the World Women's Curling Championships, the Scotties Tournament of Hearts, and the National Visually Impaired Curling Championships. Details about the Grand Slam were shared at a press conference at Sydney's Breton Craft House, including that hundreds have already signed up to volunteer for the event. Special guest and Olympic gold medal curler Jennifer Jones spoke about why they're bringing the tournament to Sydney for the first time and back to Cape Breton for the first time since 2017.
The sense of community when I come to the East Coast is like no other. We've traveled the world, and the moment that you step off the plane, you can feel how special a place the East Coast is and Sydney is. Even yesterday I was saying a little story. We got off the plane and, you know, the plane etiquette where you have to wait your turn to get off, you know, you clear the rows. Well, somebody came from the back and they were going through. And in other places, some people get upset with that. Somebody's here, oh, somebody's just in a wee bit of a hurry today. You know, it's just such a great way to be. And so we're very excited to be here. And I was not surprised when I heard that the volunteer compliment was full. It's just what it is here. It's just this sense of community, uplifting each other, coming together to showcase how fabulous the place that you live is. And it truly is special. I'm very excited to have, and that's what was really great about the Grand Slam of Curling, is it's men and women. It used to be the World Championships would have the men and the women together, and then they divided it. Actually, the first year we won the Canadian Championships, so that's way back in 2005. So it's been separate. So the only time that you can see these fabulous curlers playing together is at the Grand Slam of Curling. So I know the women have been here, and we talk and we rave about it, saying it's one of the best places we've ever curled. Rachel Holman couldn't say enough great things about the World Championship that was here. And now the men get to take part in it. And you as fans get to see the best curling from around the world, from every country, is going to be here. And I have to say, watching... the Scottish men are so much fun. They're going to be in this place having maybe a couple of pints and enjoying themselves. So it's something like no other. I hope that everybody comes out to watch and really see what curling is all about, the camaraderie, how everybody comes together and really show how proud you are of your community. I know that it's instant, but it's going to be a moment of a lifetime for so many people here. And as Jenny was saying, we do try to make sure that curling grows in the community. Are you seeing that your club is growing from having these events? And as a mom of young kids who love to curl, I can't thank you enough for showcasing these events, for allowing our youth to really see what's possible. I never really believed that I'd ever win anything. I curled because I was shy and it was really the only thing that I felt comfortable doing. I had no aspirations of winning the Olympics or doing any of these things. I just wanted to feel like I belonged. And curling gave that for me. And then I went to an event and I was hooked. And these events make dreams feel like they can become a reality. So having these events, when you walk in there, it's like watching dreams come true every day. And that's what you get to do for the week of the GSOC, is you can come in and watch dreams come true every day and show our youth and the people of tomorrow, the future of curling, that dreams are possible. So thank you so much for coming together, for hosting this, for being incredible people. We can't wait to come. And if there's anything you need, just raise your hand, because we want to make this one of the best events ever. Thank you very much.
President of the Sydney Curling Club, Travis Stone, spoke about the initial reaction to the tournament coming to Sydney and what it means for the curling community.
The overwhelming support that we've seen from our membership for this event already, and we're still a number of months away, has been fantastic. We're really excited for you to join us here as we prepare to host this premier event in curling, the Grand Slam Curling National. It's a tremendous honor for our club, our volunteers, and our community to welcome the best curlers in the world. Events like this showcase not only the competition, but also the incredible spirit of our sport, curling, the community, teamwork, and sportsmanship that we all show.
He says after 2 days, the entire volunteer complement was filled.
Hosting an event of this scale also takes a full community effort and shines a spotlight on the future of curling here in our region. The Sydney Curling Club has a proud history, but we also know the importance of continuing to grow, which we've been able to do in the last decade.
Cape Breton Regional Municipality Mayor Cecil Clark spoke about Sydney's growing reputation for top-tier curling and the economic drivers behind these events.
This is sort of Cape Breton has become curling country. We get to host the world yet again and celebrate curling and the sport across our nation and indeed across the globe. When you think of 32 teams coming together, 16 men, 16 women, when you look at the numbers of athletes that are here in excess of 100, people that will come in, and the economic spin-off it provides to our community. But I'm looking in this room at people with a passion for curling that keep the sport alive in our community and celebrate it and grow it within our community, and I thank one and all. But I have to also thank the support. I know Councillor Steve Gillespie's here, the council putting budget money behind to be a sponsor to make sure these things can come and be captured, and to be very grateful that our director, Kirk Durning, who's here, and Paul McDonald, as you know, they make the magic happen of getting these bids done, and we would not be able to do these things without our phenomenal staff and their professional support working with our community, and we're very proud of that. The other thing our community does very well is volunteer. It's going to take 120 volunteers, but you don't need to worry about stepping up, because we're already full of volunteers. That's the Cape Breton spirit. I want to thank our volunteers for our lights and vitality and hosts, because our volunteers are the ambassadors of our community. And Sydney, once again, gets to host the world, and I'm very thankful and appreciative of that. And for everyone that's involved, we're going to make sure these 10 days are phenomenal days. And we're here at the Craft House, another sponsor, putting vitality and the energy and the life that comes as a result of these events. Thanks one and all to our curling community here. Thanks to the Grand Slam of Curling for choosing Sydney. And let's all make this a memorable occasion, because I know we're up to the challenge and the task to make this something that'll be memorable for years to come and to build on for the future of curling here in the Cape Breton Region Municipality. Thank you.
Following the press conference, Jones spoke to media about what people can expect from the Grand Slam.
They're the best of the best. You're playing against the best teams in the world. You have to be your very best in order to be successful. You get both men and women will be playing on the same draws. You kind of get a little bit of everything. It was my most favorite events to play in. The best curling, a ton of fun, tons of great shot making, but just a really great energy and a great vibe. And the curlers are more than happy to sign autographs and come and meet. We're just so grateful to be coming to your amazing place in the world.
She spoke about how curling is growing on the East Coast.
It's growing for sure. You've got so many great junior teams. The junior program out of the East Coast is probably the best in the country. So you're seeing tons of great youth coming up and they're staying in the game. I think Brad Gushue even in Newfoundland really kind of helped that for Atlantic Canada. But Christina Black has done lots of great things for the women's game. You have lots of great men's teams and lots of junior teams that are coming up. So the future is very bright for East Coast curling.
She shared a message to inspire people to come out to the Grand Slam.
Why wouldn't you come? You know, it's like I said, you get to come here and watch people chase their dreams, and dreams will come true. Dreams will come true that week, and you can see it live.
The Grand Slam of Curling will take place this November from the 17th to the 22nd and will be held at Centre 200. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.